Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my co-host. Wait, where'd he go? Oh, there he is, Stephen Julian. How are you, Stephen?
I'm doing great, Mike. I moved.
Yes, you're not in your normal seat.
I'm not. I moved over to the other side of the table.
You've got a more comfortable seat now, and you have some leg room.
This is great. I'm not wrapping my legs around the two table legs, so this is good. I might fall asleep over here, Mike.
We're going to spoil you today on this show. We've got two wonderful guests joining us here in the studio from Metropolitan Capital Funding, Desiree Ryder, the account executive with the company, and from Stage 2 Accounting, the CEO, Kathy Hawkins. Good morning to both of you ladies. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
We're going to start with Desiree Ryder with Metropolitan Capital Funding. Desiree, real tough question off the bat right now. Metropolitan Capital Funding, what's your company do?
We basically offer small business financing to any companies that are looking for working capital.
So if I need a little bit of money, I can just give you a call.
Absolutely.
Let's wrap our arms around that a little bit more. What are the types of companies that you work with? The amount of capital you work with? Are there specific industries that you favor?
Well, the amount of capital can go anywhere from $25,000 to $2.5 million. It really depends on what the company's need is, what they're looking for, and what they want the money for. And as far as the types of companies that we work with, excuse me. That would be really any company that can do anything. As long as you have a business that has revenue coming in and there's establishment behind it, it's really just if you have cash flow, credit cards that you intake, accounts receivable, invoicing, anything.
What types of financing do you offer?
Well, we don't work with banks particularly. We do with some a little bit, but most of our options are outside financing sources. So it's a little easier for us to get you qualified versus working with a bank who has a little more strict constraints as to what you are eligible for and where your credit is lying.
Desiree, if I'm a small business owner who is looking for capital, should I go to the banks first or should I come to you guys first?
You can try the banks first, but I'd recommend coming to me first.
Okay. And the reason why, not that banks are bad, but banks kind of approach financing a little bit different than your
That's
company
right.
would approach. Kind of explain that a little bit.
Well, basically with the way the banks are operating now with the economy is and everything that's going on, they're tightening their restrictions and their guidelines. So if you are going to go to them, you might have your personal credit taken into account more than you would with us. So if your personal credit is only like a 600, 650, you're basically denied off the bat. Whereas with us, that doesn't play as much of a role. Depending on the type of financing you're looking for, we're looking at what your intake is as far as your cash flow.
So the banks are almost looking for people who almost don't need the loans because they're
right.
in such great position, whereas you guys are more willing to help the people who really need the,
right.
the loan. So another question then that I would ask on top of that is with the banks, let's just kind of push the banks off to the side and let's focus on you guys. Where would a business owner start? What's the conversation like that what should they be prepared to answer when they first come to see you?
Well, essentially, we're going to give them a questionnaire. It's a simple questionnaire. It's one page. It asks you the particulars about your business, what you're looking for, what your need is, and it also has a list of documents at the bottom that may be requested upon our approval or needed upon approval, I should say. And so after we've looked over that as a preliminary, then we could sit down with you and say, okay, what is your need? Because most of the time you're qualified for more than one program. So whatever your need is, we'll discuss it with you, and then we can go from there and see as to which program best suits what you're looking for.
You mentioned the different types of programs. What about that business owner that may own their building? Are there programs specifically for them?
If they own their building, then we can offer them financing as far as their business itself, but also we can refinance their building if necessary, or we can even give them a construction loan to expand their property.
Well, let me let you dig a little deeper into that too, because that's a great question Mike asked about if you own your own building, but I think sometimes business owners might think, all I can look for is a loan, but there's a lot of other kind of specialty financing.
There are many companies we work with that we can offer multiple loans at one time. Like restaurants, for example, there's multiple possibilities to them that they can use.
So I was going to ask, what are some lines of credit or opportunities for borrowing that a business owner might not think they have available to them? That, and you kind of talked about restaurants, so unpack that, go to any other type of business you'd want to about some of the specialty loans.
Well, right now, given the holiday season especially, there's a couple more weeks before we really start digging in with that holiday shopping. So small retail companies, for example, this time of year, who have inventory on the shelf but need to sell before they can replenish, we can offer inventory loans that allow them to keep the stock on the shelf so that way, you know, when the client comes in, it's there and ready for them. With restaurants, you know, we can do them for equipment financing, which can help them to, if they're trying to, you know, make their restaurant look prettier or or more masculine. or if they want to expand, plus they usually take credit cards and they also take cash. So those we can offer you financing based off of the cash intake or the credit card intake. So there's all different programs.
Obviously, and we're talking with Desiree Ryder with Metropolitan Capital Funding. You're going to do your homework on the person that's asking for some help. Obviously, they would like to know more about you if they're going to be have an association with you guys. Tell us a little bit about Metropolitan Capital Funding. How long has the company been around? How big is the company as well?
Well, we actually have been around for 8 years. We've only been in Duluth recently. My boss and his wife started the company in Orlando. And then they've moved to here in Duluth, Georgia. And we've been here since last year, around May. So we've been around for a while. And the company, as far as its size, is our financing options expand, you know, multitudes. So is the individuals within it, we're small as far as the people that are within the actual office, but the people we work with go from private investors to financing companies to some small banks and stuff.
As an account executive, Desiree, what is your job there? What is it that you're supposed to be doing?
Hook, line, and sinker. No, I'm just kidding.
Company lots of money, right?
It's my job to find the need. So I go out there and find what companies are in need of financing and then, you know, talk to them about the options available and get them, you know, to go over the preliminary with me. And then after that, my back office handles it. And then once the back office handles and approves, I'm basically their point of contact. So I then again will go after that person if they're not wanting to get the information quickly enough.
What is it about your job that you enjoy the most?
Helping, honestly. people are struggling right now. The economy is not the greatest. And, as I said earlier, banks are having a hard time giving money to people. So, or not having a hard time, but, you know, everything is harder. So there's a lot of companies that are able to make it. They just need a little help. And that's where we come in, you know. And so I enjoy that.
You talked about that you're partly responsible for going out and finding the needs. Mm-hmm. So that was a good segue, I thought, into asking how do you find new business? And also especially, let me just kind of focus that question. You can talk about whatever you want with that, but then let me focus it with a lot of times we sit down with business owners and they say, well, I rely a lot on referrals. Mm-hmm. Being in the financial field myself, I know sometimes people don't like to talk about their finances, and I would imagine business owners aren't always going, hey, I really need a line of credit or I'm in big trouble. You know,
you're
anybody
right.
I can talk to? So kind of unpack that a little bit. So how do you find the need? And then also, how do you handle referrals?
Well, we do advertising, of course. And then also I do networking and we do referral programs. And we actually do have referral situations where we work with partners. And if they're able to bring somebody to us, we can compensate. But I do call people also who I feel like might be in the need for it. But basically it's building a relationship because you're right. There is nobody out there who's willing to be like, listen, I'm vulnerable. You know, so it's all about building the relationship, knowing you can trust me and I'm going to work in your interest. It's not about a paycheck.
I do think sometimes business owners are willing, though, to say, hey, look, if I can get this, I can really expand. Mm-hmm. So they're obviously trying to look at their options. So
right.
I think, just knowing that there's and knowing that you guys, so let me ask this, you're obviously not the only lender out there.
Mm-hmm.
how do you separate yourself from your competition? It sounds like a little bit of the consultative up front, but talk about how you separate yourself.
Believe it or not, in Gwinnett, we are one of the only small business financing that do what we do. So there is competition as far as in the financing field, but it's not necessarily geared towards what we offer. So that hasn't been so much of an issue. I mean, my personality is what gets me, of course.
Well, of course. That goes without saying, Mike.
Honestly, it's just everybody in my office is very willing to help. We bend over backwards for you. And you know, you become part of us. So it's like we're giving part of you, getting part of you.
We're talking with Desiree Ryder. She's with Metropolitan Capital Funding here in Duluth, Georgia. Obviously, just right down the road from our studio in Duluth. We were talking about the business owners that maybe want to expand or maybe get into a different business, and they're already a business owner. What about that individual that's not a business owner now but would like to become a business owner? Is it worth a discussion to have a conversation with them?
We could definitely talk to them. Honestly, our businesses, you do have to be established for at least 6 months to six to 18 months of business in order for us to qualify you for certain loans. So for new businesses, we can tell you, you know, we can at least consult you and tell you, okay, listen, you know, we can't help you right now, but once you are established, this is what we would be looking for. A lot of times, especially this time of year, people are getting their taxes in line or don't have them in line and should. And some of them, the information we do require has to do with your taxes. So that'd be good to ask, for them to ask us, you know, so we can tell them, hey, make sure you keep these things in order. So if you do need our services, you'll already have it.
They may not be ready right now, but you could say, hey, you need to do, you know, A, B, and C. And then when you do A, B, and C, let's get together and talk again. That's great. You mentioned the company is new to this area. It just came to Duluth about a year or last May or so. Where do you see the company going? I know, you know, I'm trying to think into the heads now of the owners, but what are their plans? Where do they hope to have the company 5-10 years from now?
Just to keep on growing. I would, you know, I can't speak for them, but I'm assuming that was what everybody would want. I mean, like I said, they've been doing it for 8 years, so they're very knowledgeable, far surpassing me. I'm relatively new to the business, so they've been really, really great and taught me a lot. That's why I'm here. I can't say I would be on radio right now if it weren't for that.
And I would think Gwinnett is a great place for what
absolutely,
you do.
The
Gwinnett,
growth here.
The growth here, I mean, the small businesses, that this would be a great place to do business. You've got a lot of potential just because of your location here.
That's right.
Now, we are on Gwinnett Business Radio. However, let me ask, the scope of what you guys do, I would assume, goes a little bit beyond Gwinnett. So you guys,
we're actually national.
Okay. So you guys can pretty much handle any loan anywhere.
That's right.
One last question I had about your competition. You take a very consultative approach, and obviously you want to try and help everybody you can, but you also recognize that you can't always help. Mm-hmm. You might not have access to something that you think maybe somebody else does. Is there some sharing of leads among other?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when it comes to being a broker of loans, you guys obviously develop good relationships with other brokers, so if there are things you can't do, I know somebody who can, and vice versa.
Yeah, and it's not just brokers. We work with all different organizations. Like I said, with tax season coming up, we often work with CPAs. So people don't have their taxes in order, we might refer them to a CPA that we know is good. Or because one of the other aspects of our business handles the refinancing or real estate commercial areas, we know people that do inspections and stuff that we might refer them to. So
if you're someone who counsels business owners, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, things like that, those are the people you want to get to know, because they also get asked the questions, do you know somebody with some lending? I think I might need it to expand or whatever in the future.
And just because you may need the money, that doesn't necessarily mean that we couldn't help you. Sometimes people just want the money. It's a good thing to
I want
have
the money. Didn't somebody say, show me the money? I want the
Jerry
money.
McGuire.
Show me the money. There you go. Yeah.
But it's good to have on hand. You know, Christmas is coming up. Your wife might need something beautiful.
Or want something beautiful. Yeah.
Or there are some industries that they pick up certain times of the year and they need more manpower, and they might not have the financing, so we're able to provide that type of financing, so it's there when you need
it. So as long as they have the collateral, the credit, whatever the parameters are, you don't have restrictions as far as, okay, you have to spend the money here. You let the business owner decide.
It all depends on the program. Some of them does require you to tell us, and some are a little more lenient.
Okay. Well, Desiree, of course, this is Gwinnett Business Radio on Business Radio X. All of our listeners are pretty much business people, business owners. Any last words that you want to tell them about regarding Metropolitan Capital Funding before we give all the contact information?
If you need or want money or you want to expand, come and see me.
What a great personality. How can you not want to come see Desiree?
Hook, line, and sinker.
Exactly. So for those business owners or business people that are listening and you know, liked what they heard and want to maybe find out more, where can they go to get more information?
You can actually go to our website, financing@metrosbc.com. You can just stop by our office, which is located at 2180 Satellite Boulevard, Duluth, and that is 30097, and we are on the fourth floor. Or you could always call us at, you know, I don't remember our number, 800-441-7297, extension 2. And you could actually, anybody who answers the phone can help you.
And did you give your email as well?
Oh, my personal email is Desiree, which is spelled Desiree.Rider@MetroSBC.com.
So if you desire Desiree, there you go.
I'm sure she's never heard that
one. Never in my life.
Never, ever, ever. Desiree, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having
me. She was all nervous coming on. Now she's smiling.
She wasn't nervous at all. She wasn't nervous at all. She's a pro.
She did really good. Metropolitan Capital Funding. Check them out again. Let me give that website one more time. It's metrosbc.com.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Desiree. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Stage 2 Accounting Incorporated. It is Kathy Hawkins, CPA and CEO. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
I'm going to ask you the same tough, riveting question that I asked Desiree. Tell us all about your company and what you do.
We are an outsourced CFO controller organization. Our target market is emerging stage two companies, and these are companies that generally have been in business for a while, have a bookkeeper potentially on staff or an administrative person who is doing the accounting, and they're ready to go to the next level of accounting. We do not do taxes. We are not a tax CPA, but we do management accounting, and we come in and we'll walk beside that bookkeeper, and we will set up policies, procedures, internal controls, and give that business owner and his or her management team the ability to start using their financial statements to do higher level future looking stuff.
Stephen, are we not the best resource for business owners out there? From this show alone, they now know where to go get the capital that they need, and now here's a company that can help manage it for them.
And take them to the next level, to stage two.
We do it all.
I like it.
You talk about strategic accounting. How does that differ from basic accounting?
Well, basic accounting, you know, when you start your business, you get your mom or your sister or your wife's best friend.
All women, by the way, Mike. Sorry, I just wanted to.
Okay, or your son. Okay. Or your son. Women are more organized than
I
men.
I agree you with that. That's why I said it.
And they come in and they pay bills and they collect money. And that is usually the extent of your accounting department. As you grow, you move from your accounting being looking in the rearview mirror to what happened to wanting your accounting to be looking through the windshield to see what's coming down the pike for you. And so you get the opportunity. You know, we all know from the Titanic that if they had seen that iceberg a whole lot sooner, they probably wouldn't have sunk. And what we try to do is give the business owner the opportunity to see the iceberg before it takes out the business. And so a really good example of that was we had a church that we worked with, and they were looking at their financials every month. And in November, they would look at their staff and they'd say, okay, y'all can't spend any more money. November. What happens in December in a church? They basically were telling their staff, we can't put on Christmas this year. Are y'all okay with that? And so we went in and we actually helped them develop some forward-looking statistical reports where in April they could tell whether they were going to hit their revenue stream for the year. And so in April they could look at their staff and they could say, we may not hit our revenue stream this year, so we need to make some cuts. Let's cut some of the fluff we do in the summertime as opposed to cutting Christmas. And so it just gives those owners that chance to look at what they do and decide what their priorities are. You know, one of the things I tell people all the time is it is not our job to set the priorities. It is our job to look at you and say, if you choose to do this, you don't get to do that. Money is finite. You don't get to have the big house and the new car. I don't really care which one you choose, but I want to make sure that you have the information that you need to make the decision that you want to make. That it is a decision that you make. It's not made by default for you.
So, Kathy, if I'm a business owner and I've been doing the stage one, if I can use your term, stage one accounting, I've been doing a lot of looking back. I do have the person who's just handling the books. What are the things that I need to be looking for? What are the signals that I need to kind of keep my eyes and ears open for to make me go, ooh, maybe it's time to talk to Kathy and start looking at my stage two?
Well, one of the biggest things that's going to target you with that is cash flow issues.
Okay.
Are you having cash flow issues? Are you taking out loans potentially that you don't need because your bookkeeper's not capable of managing your cash flow? I had a client that took out a very expensive loan because he was always worried about paying his vendors. You know, if he had had some expertise on site, we could have always made sure that the vendors were being paid without him having to have a huge bank balance. So that was a situation where a guy was taking out a loan to have $150,000 sitting in the bank because it made him feel good. And it was an insane loan. So that's probably your first indication. Your second indication may be that all of a sudden you start paying huge amounts of money in taxes. Do you have, you know, do you know what's going on? Your tax planning should happen in February, April. It should happen again in June. It should happen again in September. You shouldn't get to December and then start going, oh my gosh, I need to go buy a building so that I pay less in taxes. So that would be another indication. And then a third one where we help people is, do you have that gut feeling that you maybe have an unethical employee? You know, we have also put some internal controls in place in the past that have stopped employee theft. So those are kind of the three. One of the things that I have found out from business owners is they really have a good gut. They really do. 9 times out of 10, they can tell you more about their business and their financials of their business without any paperwork. You know, usually when we sit down and we do the paperwork, they go, yeah, I knew that. I'm glad you're telling me that, but I knew that. So a lot of it's just that internal angst that you hear that little voice in your head, you know, and it's time to figure it out.
So you have a company like Stage 2 Accounting, and we're talking with Kathy Hawkins, who's a CPA but also a CEO of the company. And they're looking to outsource that controller or that CFO, if you will. What are the types of questions when they're looking for a company like yours? Because there are other companies that are good at what they do, just like yours. What are the types of questions they should ask when they're searching for a company to use?
Well, one of the things that we are passionate about is education.
I'm glad that you're passionate because I'm seeing no passion at all, Steve.
No, she needs to, you know, she needs to get a little more passion.
Show a little passion here, Kathy.
And one of the things I was,
by the way, for people on radio that don't realize that was sarcasm on the radio.
Mike, I think pretty much everybody knows okay. When you're being sarcastic. Continue, Kathy.
One of the things that we want to do is we want to educate the business owner. I don't ever want to do anything with the business owner and him ask me, well, why did you do this? And me go, oh, well, you don't worry about that. I'll take care of it for you. So I think one of the questions that you ask is there an education process? You know, why should I hire you? And I'm going to tell you what really makes me different from standard CPA firms. Most CPA firms, their primary business is tax. They will take on corporate accounting, but the reason why they take it on is because their staff need something to do when it's not tax time. It's not because it's what they love. It's not because it's what they what they're passionate about. It's because they've got a bunch of tax people that they're still paying, and they've got to generate some revenue to pay those tax people. My organization, we're all came up through corporate America. And so we all have that background. And that's why we don't do taxes. Tax accountants are worth, good tax accountants are worth their weight in gold. But the tax code is so complicated, you want your tax accountant to concentrate on the tax code. And so what we want to do, and I'm trying to get back to your question because I know I veered off a little bit, but what we want to do is we want to educate that business owner. Part of our business model is we are not the long-term solution for anybody. We're your bridge solution. We want to target companies that in 6 months, 6 years, 10 years have grown to the point that they need that CFO, that controller, full-time, and they now have the resources to go hire that person. So we want to help you get there. The day as a business, the day you call me and you say, I'm ready to hire my CFO, I'm going to be as happy as you are because I'm cheering you on. It means I've grown you up. It means you're ready to really, really rock and roll and to launch. And so I'm not looking for that long-term billable hour thing. I'm looking for the partnership. Most companies need a CFO long before they need one full-time and long before they can afford one. When you look at that high-powered CFO, you're talking six figures plus benefits in this environment. You know, and so what we try and do is we try and come alongside you. We try and educate you. A lot of times you may have that accounting manager, accountant, bookkeeper on staff that could grow into that position. But they don't have the person on staff that can teach them how to grow. One of the problems that you have when you're a single person department is there's nobody for you to learn from. And you stagnate because you do everything the way you used to do it. And there's nobody there pushing you. And it's really hard to do that on your own. I mean, there's some people that do it on your own, but it's hard. And so one of the things we try to do is we also try and develop that staff person because maybe you really like your mom and you want her to stay on board.
She kind of glared at me when she said that, Mike.
Because you were insinuating that, you know, there needs to be more men or something.
No, what I was insinuating is that women are fantastic at doing finances. That's what I was insinuating.
What were you going to say, Desiree?
I'm inclined to agree.
See?
All right.
Work in the crowd, Mike. Work in the crowd.
Let me ask you this, Kathy. Stage 2 Accounting, of course, is the company. You're the CEO. I love your passion. I love the educational part of it. I love that, you know, where you're very specific in helping a company here. We are experts at this. We're not, you know, we don't do everything. You know, you need a tax professional for that. So that is incredibly awesome. If a company's out there and they work with Stage 2 Accounting, tell us about the background of the company. Do we get you? Are there other people on the staff? How big is the company? Tell us all about the company itself.
For right now, you get me.
Because I want you.
And actually, initially, everybody would get me at this point. We do have bookkeepers on staff. If you're a company that you just, you know, I'm going to go back a little bit because I'm going to answer your question, also answering a Steve question. The other thing that happens is your bookkeeper's beginning to fail. And you start to ask more and more of your bookkeeper, and your bookkeeper starts to not be successful. We have bookkeepers on staff if you have gotten to the point where you want to get rid of your bookkeeper that we can slide in. But we also want to help you save your bookkeeper, especially if it's your mom, because we want to help that
relationship. Nobody wants to fire their mom.
Nobody wants to fire mom. But I also have other controllers and CFOs that we work with. But the initial contact is with me because I'm all about not only me teaching you accounting, but you teaching me your business. Because we will be better at helping develop that system and that process for you if we understand what you do.
Kathy, you know, you're in an industry that, and you, I think you nailed it and crystallized it when you said you're trying to help businesses not just look in the rearview mirror, but start looking out the windshield. Accounting, as a whole, and especially a good tax preparer that's worth their weight in gold, it's all about looking back. It's all about so we always ask, you know, what separates you from your competition? I have a feeling the answer to that question is there aren't many people in accounting who are going to have a very finite time. I'm going to take you from here and get you to there, and then I'm going to let you go because I need to, because you're ready to fly at a different level. So you're very unique in what you do. Is there any competition in what you do? And if so, I would imagine it's almost a good CPA who's kind of trying to be forward-looking, and I'm sure there are some out there.
There are some out there. There are not a lot. There's a couple of downtown Atlanta firms that do the same type of thing. But
not where they're going to take you from day one and say, this is where I'm going to get you to, and this is how long I think it'll take, but we'll see.
Then you got to go.
Yeah, and then let's make it happen. So you're almost like a goal-oriented CPA.
Yes. And fact of the matter, when I launched this business and I started talking about my business model to people, most of the response I got was, well, you've got to figure out how to keep them on the hook so that you don't have to keep landing new clients. And I was like, that's not really where I want to be. I don't want to keep you on the hook. I mean, I almost see it, to take it to a personal level, I almost see it as raising a child. I want to get you to the point that you don't need me anymore. Or maybe what you need me for is, you know, hey, I'm thinking about buying a new business. Can I get you to come in and do some pro forma stuff? You know, or I'm thinking about, you know, opening a new building. What does that mean to me? And then maybe what I move to is I move to a more of a consulting high-level stuff, because the reality of the situation is, here's the deal. Once you get the policies and procedures set up, they're pretty darn boring. And I don't want to do them anymore.
Because it goes back to basic finance. That's just
right.
Get it done.
It's, you know, if you
looking.
Do A, then you do B,
right.
Then you do C, blah, 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 blah. It's not very much fun.
I hate that blah, 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 blah. I've got to ask you, Kathy, though, you know, you're looking for a specific company that's in a certain part of their growth period, if you will. So how do you find that business?
Well, I do a lot of networking. I'm on the radio. I also do what
And this program is perfect because we are business owners, business oriented.
I also do what the fancy term in the corporate world is called vertical integration. In
Ooh.
That, I know,
sorry,
buzzword. In that I, you know, I have networked with attorneys, capital funding people, venture capitalists, and those kind of people, because they are in the same path, you know, and they're meeting the same people. Basically, what I am trying to do is I'm trying to help you build your C-level suite. You know, your CFO, your CEO, your chief legal counsel, your chief operating officer. And I have several of those people that I know. And so if somebody comes to me and says, I need you to do this, but I'm also looking for an information technology guy. You know, it's like, oh, I've got this guy. Let me bring him to the table.
Kathy, for those business owners that are like, I need to have a discussion with you or find out more about your company, give us all that contact information, please.
Okay, our website is www.stage2accounting.com, or you can reach me at 678-458-9496.
Kathy, thank you so much for your time. Kathy Hawkins with Stage 2 Accounting here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Also, a big thank you to Desiree Ryder with Metropolitan Capital Funding. So we go to Metropolitan Capital Funding, get our funding, then we get Kathy to help us manage that funding, and then we see you, Mr. Steve and Julian, because you can help us invest that money.
Right, and then it's take over the world. That's your plan, Mike. So,
and then you come here and you have your own radio show.
That's exactly right. We got it all covered.
We got to cover from A to Z. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For Steve and Julian.
You know, Mike, when I was in high school and played basketball, we talked about vertical integration too, and that was how high I jumped, and it was only 18 inches. So
I think you're fibbing on the height there.
Okay, it was 14.
White men can't jump. You know that.
That's exactly right. So So I was very good at the so go back to Desiree's hook, line, and sinker. I was good at sinking the outside shots from the corner. I just stand there and wait for them to pass it out. I'm a jump shooter. But it wasn't a set shot. I'm not that old.
All right. For Steve and Julian, a legend in his own mind, I'm Mike Sam, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.